Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website. That's klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website, again, to learn more about Kloss Financial, the team at Kloss Financial, the separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, remember this one, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial. You'll get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. If you'd like to join the show this morning, telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And joining us this morning are CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Good to talk with you. And Eric, how have you been?
Pretty good, Sean. It's Thursday and sunshine and can't complain.
60s next week, I'm seeing in the forecast too, guys. So it should be a nice one for sure. And we're going to talk as we're looking into spring. And, of course, seasonally this time of year, a lot of folks' taxes are going on. And we're going to get some getting our taxes in order, specifically planning for next year's and years beyond. I think a lot of folks start to feel the frustration this time of year with their taxes. You can do yourself a huge favor by doing some planning right now for the years to come. And we'll talk with CJ and Eric about just that this morning. Another great feature of the program is, of course, the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception. Our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to the Darden restaurants, and those are Olive Garden, Season 52, Yard House, those places. So listen closely to the program because, again, the question and answer typically come up during the show. Before we actually get rolling on this week's conversation about taxes and tax season, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer there as well.
Yeah, so our winner last week was Kevin from New Glarus. And Kevin knew the answer to the question, which was true or false. According to a 2024 study by MassMutual, the average actual retirement age in the United States is closer to age 62. And the answer to that was true. So congratulations, Kevin.
There we go. My button's messing with me these days. Really good work there, of course, as we talked this morning with our retirement planning professionals. Congratulations to Kevin from New Glarus. And, tax season, we're doing it right now. And, of course, some tips to help with doing taxes for this year. And, of course, better planning for next year. That's a big deal, isn't it, CJ?
It is, yeah. So, many people feel anxious this time of the year, whether it's they're eager to get their refund or they're dreading a payment because they didn't pay taxes on some self-employment income. But either way, we are here to help. And today we're just going to give you some kind of tips and reminders about important deadlines and what documents to pull together. Now, as we begin this discussion, while Eric and I don't individually file income taxes for clients, as of 2024, think of this as the 2024 tax filing season, we actually, as an organization, have started to prepare income taxes for those clients who want us to. Now, it's only for our other clients. It's not just the only thing we do. It'd be for our wealth management clients who then also want us to do tax prep, but that is something new that we're doing this year. We've hired an enrolled agent who can take care of that. With that being said, the IRS, some important information about your taxes. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 27th of this year. And this is, again, for the 2024 tax year, even though we're in 2025. And the tax filing deadline is April 15th of 2025. Now, you can file an extension, and for those who do file an extension, that deadline then is October 15th of 2025. Again, all these 2025 dates are actually for the prior year's tax return deadlines. One thing we would say is be patient when filing. Even though you may have all your tax documents ready to go by, January 30th, and you're just so excited, and you send it in, and you're like, give me my refund, I want to remind you, the IRS for the 2023 tax year processed over 213 million tax returns, with almost 91% of those actually being filed electronically. So we actually have a couple of clients who do their own taxes, and they still do the long form, or the kind of the free form wet ink document and send it in. But at this point, 91% of people are filing those electronically. So the reason we say be patient is, as much as I make jokes, and I even in meetings, clients can attest, I'll be like, oh, if you don't pay, they'll throw you in jail, but they don't send you back your money very quickly. That's really more tongue-in-cheek. Because at the end of the day, processing 213 million tax returns and all the supporting documents and schedules, that's no joke. That is no joke. And it's gonna take some time. So one thing we would say is be patient. With that being said, by now, for those who haven't, you know, filed their taxes or sent in all their documents, for most of you, you should have received almost all of your necessary documents from various investments to take to your accountant. And if you haven't, under most circumstances, it's probably sitting on a website somewhere where you could establish a login and go download it. So we would just encourage you, if you haven't received, say, your consolidated 1099 from a brokerage account at one of your institutions, or an expected W-2, most of those should have been prepared by now. And therefore, we would say, reach out to those organizations where you're feeling like you're missing something. Now, with that being said, here's some tax filing tips. And this is for, again, the 2024 tax filing season. Number one should be obvious. Collect your W-2s and 1099s and various, you know, other tax documents, things like K-1s. And as I said, most of those should be ready to go by now. There could be a couple of exceptions. For those of you who are expecting a K-1, sometimes K-1s can take a little bit longer. Those can come out in mid-March, even in early April. Or sometimes things like Schedule Qs can take longer to receive. So be sure that you have everything pulled together and then provide it to your accountant or start working on your taxes. Another tip would be to maximize your deductions and credits. So check for deductions like student loan interest, medical expenses, or charitable donations. Look into available credits such as the child tax credit or energy efficient home improvements that you did this year. Often those will have tax incentives or tax credits associated with them. You just have to keep track of it and remember when you go to file your income taxes. Now, for those who do like online filing, if they're doing these on their own, often the like TurboTaxes of the world will prompt you for questions like this. They will say things like, did you install any energy efficient, you know, furnaces this year or windows or anything like that? And so it kind of prompts you to say, oh yeah, that's right, we did do something like that. Mm-hmm. But if you're filing this kind of long form or free form, wet ink, you're going to have to remember that. Or if you're giving this information to your accountant, you're going to have to notify them because they can only do what you tell them you did throughout a year. And here's the key, everybody. Most of your core tax, like kind of required tax documents, come on a tax form, W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, Schedule Qs. But these other things often do not, right? Like, oh, I gave money to a charity, but I forgot to, you know, look for the receipt. Well, unfortunately, if you forgot, you're not going to be able to even consider that benefit for the charitable contribution, for that itemization. Okay, so some things in your tax documents, you're just going to have to remember and notify your accountant and provide receipts if you have it. Some other tips would be you actually can still contribute to things like a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA up until the tax filing deadline, which again is April 15th of this year. However, any 401k contributions will have had to be completed by the end of last year in order to count towards last year. So just remember 401ks, 403bs, those are employer-sponsored plans. You can only contribute to them typically out of your earnings, and therefore you can only contribute up till December 31st. But IRAs and Roth IRAs, if you're eligible, those can be contributed to for the prior year all the way up until the tax filing deadline. And then we would just, a couple other quick tips, we would say review prior year's returns and tax docs, because often the easiest way to know if you're missing something is just to go back and look at last year. To be like, oh, that's right, where is my consolidated 1099 from Schwab or Fidelity? Because I don't have that and I still have that account. And then, you know, we would encourage you consider e-filing and opt for direct deposit of your refund. These things will just help to kind of expedite the process when you're waiting for a refund. Or even in the case where you owe money, it's just better to e-file, link up your bank account, pull it out of there, and just be done and move on.
Pretty good stuff as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. So, Eric, what should we know then when it comes to doing our own taxes? Or maybe we should get a tax professional. And the big question is, what is a tax professional, a tax preparer, what are they costing these days?
Great questions, Sean. And the short answer is you do have choices. Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable doing your own taxes, you certainly can do that. If you have a more complicated return or you're just not really interested in doing your own taxes, you can also hire a tax professional. So let's start here with reasons why you might want to hire a tax professional. I think a pretty obvious one is they are paid to keep up with changing tax laws. Our tax laws are changing all the time, sometimes more than annually, and an accountant can that's their day job. That's what they're reading about. That's what they're making sure to stay up to date on. Another thing here is they can help you maximize deductions and credits, potentially covering their fees. So CJ was talking about some of these tax preferred things that you're doing that can help you get a deduction or a credit that don't come on a tax form. You don't think about them, but if your accountant says, "Hey, I know you did some work on your house. Did you do any energy efficient upgrades or something like that?" They can help you kind of discover some of these deductions and credits, and like I said, potentially cover any additional fee that you're paying them. It definitely saves time in most cases. The IRS estimates that the average taxpayer spends 13 hours on their return. I will say to me that does seem like a really long time. Those must be some complicated returns. But the accountant can help you cut down on some of that. They can provide you with expert answers without having to wait for an answer from the IRS. So if you can ask the accountant rather than trying to get in touch with the IRS, that's also going to save you some time. Minimize stress, reduce costly mistakes, and I think one of the more important benefits you get from working with a tax preparer is they can give you tax planning tips kind of all year long, not just at tax time. Oftentimes, when you're meeting with the accountant in March or April, what's done is done. You can't go back and make some changes to help yourself on the tax return. So if you have someone to advise you throughout the year, there's a lot of value in that. They can also look back at your past returns. They can look for missed deductions or potential errors, and all of this is just going to help reduce your audit risk and make sure you're not paying any more than you have to for your annual income tax. Now, from a cost perspective, right, all these things sound great, but what is it costing me relative to doing it on my own? So current trends show us that the average cost of tax preparation varies by, the complexity, the firm you're working with, your location. But according to the National Society of Accountants, the average fee for filing an individual return, so that's Form 1040 without any itemized deductions, is about $220 versus an itemized return, which is closer to $323. And for more complex tax situations, so think, self-employed, maybe you have to file in multiple states, the fees can be more than $515 for complete service tax preparation. Now, what I'll say about these numbers is CJ and I work with clients here in the Madison market and around the country. I would say these numbers seem a little low to me for our local community. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is, pricing varies widely. Even just here in our local community, we'll have one accountant that works with a certain type of return, and it'll cost maybe $450, and the same return with another accountant might be $800. Right? It really, really varies. So I want to make sure that we're asking those questions up front and doing our homework when we're looking at hiring an accountant. Now, there may be some free filing options. Okay, so IRS does have something called the IRS Free File. If your AGI is $84,000 or less, you actually qualify for guided tax software through the IRS. There are also just the Free File fillable forms, so just fillable PDFs to fill in your your tax information, basically like doing it yourself with a pen and paper, but it does allow you to file it. This is available for all incomes, but it does require that you have some tax knowledge. There's nobody asking questions and guiding you. And then, you know, H&R Block or TurboTax, they will often have what they call their free versions. This offers kind of basic federal tax prep in most cases. Generally, if you have itemized deductions or self-employment income, you're going to sort of quickly move into the paid versions. And, you know, when it comes to filing state returns, they'll often charge you for that. Now, if you do want to do it yourself, but you do want a little bit of guidance, going through the paid versions of a TurboTax or an H&R Block, those will generally cost between $70 and $200. Although I'll say they're kind of adding services that that you can pay more for. So oftentimes you really need to think about how much you're actually saving by paying for a tax software and doing it all yourself.
Really good information. Good to get some of those numbers. It's interesting about how much it costs and how varied those costs are. That is fascinating for sure. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also, if you missed any part of today's program or you want to get caught up with previous shows, you can listen to as well as subscribe to the podcast right at klossfinancial.com. Again, that website, Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Eric next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking taxes this week. Talked about some great tips for doing your taxes this year. And let's take a look ahead and kind of, you know, once we get this year taken care of, how can we start looking towards 2025 and this year and next year, and of course things to maybe simplify taxes for next year or ways to save more. CJ, I'm going to leave this one with you because there's a lot going on here, isn't there?
There is. So just a little bit of history even for myself, everybody. So when I first got into this industry, taxes was not my strong suit. I have dramatically increased my kind of tax awareness and tax knowledge in the last 20 years of doing this. But initially, it wasn't a high understanding for me. So therefore, even in my own tax returns 20 some years ago, it was super stressful. I didn't know what the TurboTax website was asking me about. I didn't know where to get copies of the things that I had bought. I wasn't saving anything throughout the year. And so when it came to tax time, I would just sweat profusely. Not so much because I was doing anything wrong, but rather I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to owe money or get money back. I didn't know where any of the documents were. This kind of like lack of knowledge or lack of understanding drives fear and anxiety. We've talked about this on the show before. So over time, I just kind of paid attention like, oh, okay, I need to be aware of these W-2s and these 1099s and, oh, my mortgage interest matters. And if I'm going to give money to charities, I should notate that somewhere. And then I should look for the receipts at the end of the year. And so I just started creating an electronic folder called 2024 taxes or 2025 taxes. And I would just dump as I got things throughout the year that I knew I would need or even might need when I go to file my income taxes, I would just dump the electronic file in there. Now, this is the version that worked for me. Your version might be a physical file at home, where it's a physical file called 2025 taxes. So now we're done talking about last year's taxes. Now we're talking this year. So you might create a physical file, and you might just dump some of your papers in there as you do things throughout the year. But here's what I'd say, just to give you hope for those of you who have fear or anxiety around filing taxes. I went from not knowing what to expect, not knowing what documents I needed, to now, I have zero anxiety. Zero. legitimately, I know within a few hundred dollars if I'm going to get money back or owe. And I know why. And if I didn't want to owe, I know how to pay more. And now I do have an accountant that actually, you know, files the tax return for me. But it, legitimately, even the file or the accountant doing that is really just, I want somebody who's in the industry. I could do it myself and have just zero anxiety. Now, some of you are rolling your eyes going, well, yeah, because you're in the industry. That's true. Touche. I'm with you. I get to see more of this and understand it more. But we have walked many of our clients through this just to say, hey, here's the document. Set up the folder. Do this. Do this. And over the course of about 3 or 4 or 5 years, people go, oh, I get it. This is not complicated. So with all of that kind of like story out of the way, let me just give you some tips. Number one, if you owed in 2024, so last year, adjust your withholding on your income sources. This is a simple one. Like, oh, I'm working still and I owed $5,000. That was not fun. It means you're not withholding enough. And if you're not working and you still owed, then you might want to increase your withholding on your pension, Social Security, or IRA distributions. There's one simple fix. Number two, track your expenses and deductions throughout the year. I kind of already mentioned this, but just do it throughout the year and put it in a folder. Number three, maximize your retirement account contributions if you're still working and your HSA contributions if you're still working. And consider, because some people will meet with them and they'll go, oh, I'm always owing at the end of the year and it's just really frustrating. And we go, well, one of two things, either increase your payroll deduction withholdings, or number two, oh, you're putting money into the Roth 401k. Just swap that around and put it into the pre-tax 401k. Now, I'm oversimplifying that decision, by the way. It does have to be backed up by some academic research that you need to do with an advisor. But the point being, we often find the anxiety that people have around their taxes at the end of the year are super, super, super easy fixes. Change this, change that, boom, we're done. Another one would be stay up to date on tax law changes. Now, Eric and I would both attest, yeah, you do want to do this. I mean, we have to do this professionally, but I would just say it's pretty hard to stay up to date on tax law changes because you have to be able to decipher what is a rumor versus what is law. Let me give you an example of this. There is a rumor, you know, based upon fact, there's a rumor that Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, when she was running for office, both wanted to remove taxes, the taxability of Social Security at a federal level. They just want to say Social Security income will not be taxable. That is not law right now. That may become law. That is not law right now. So this can be a tough one. You've got to be able to separate rumor from reality. And then that's often why we would say you might eventually want to have an accountant who can do this professionally, or at least have your advisor, you know, be able to decipher what has been passed and what is not. Which leads into the next one. You might want to consider working with a tax professional. I understand it's going to be more expensive. I understand you might pay $300 to $600 for a standard return somewhere in that range. But my comment would be, if that accountant can help you understand what to prepare, file the income taxes, make you prepared for knowing what to expect, I'd say it's some of the best money you'll spend throughout the year. And then finally, I already mentioned this at the beginning, but let me just reemphasize it again. Create your 2025 tax file now and start tracking all of your charitable giving, all of your purchases that have, you know, tax benefits associated with it for energy efficiency or whatever it might be. And by the end of this year, you will be so thankful that you did.
It's a little gift you can give yourself for the end of the year. It is interesting once you start doing this. And CJ, I think you lay it out perfectly. Not only are you doing yourself a huge favor, but you start to kind of see the bigger picture and kind of understand some of the benefits and of course, can put together a strategy just like any game plan. Have that strategy put together. It's so important to start that conversation. Great day as we talk this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great day to start that conversation. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. So Eric, what about some folks? I know there's probably people listening saying, do I actually need to file a tax return? And of course, how long should we hold on to those old tax returns?
Yeah, it's another great question. And No, not everyone is required to file taxes. So if you're in, if your taxable income is low enough, you are not required to. In 2024, for single folks, the income threshold for filing an income tax return is $14,600. If your income is below that threshold, you generally do not need to file a federal return. But please check with a tax professional before you just decide not to file anything, and get some guidance on your own situation. And even if your income is low, there are certain benefits that can come from filing your taxes. You know, you might be able to claim tax credits that are refundable, which means, you know, they actually, even if you don't owe taxes, they would be a financial benefit to you. And any overpayment that you made from withholding throughout the year, you want to make sure you get that back. You need to file a return to do that. And regarding the keeping of your old tax returns, the IRS tells us that you should keep tax records for 3 years from the date you filed your original return, or 2 years from the date you paid the tax, whichever is later. And when I say tax records, we're talking about, you know, the supporting documentation for your return. So receipts from a charitable organization or a 1099 or whatever it might be. You should keep records for 7 years whenever you're claiming a loss on your tax return. And you should keep tax records indefinitely if you did not file an income tax return. The IRS generally audits within 3 years, but if they want to, they can definitely go back as far as 6 years.
Really good guidance this morning, and important years to keep in mind as we talk this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll head on over and check out the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll do that with you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week in just a moment. But first, it's the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And Corrine writes in, she says, I'm retiring next year when I'm 62. When would be the best time to start collecting my Social Security benefit? And CJ, I'll leave this one with you.
Yeah, well, great question. Appreciate you submitting that question, Corrine, and just a good reminder to everybody, you can go to our website and submit any question that you want, or of course you can call into the show and air your question live as well. But Corrine, to answer your question, yes, if you're going to be turning 62, you're starting to think about Social Security, when should you draw it? And if you've listened to our show, you know that the answer is it depends. Every good answer begins with it depends. Now, if you want an individual answer, talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor, and they should be able to sit down and look at, all right, are you still working? So let me just give you high level. Here's why we have to say it depends. If you draw at 62, Corrine, you're limited on how much you can earn separately from that at a like W-2 paying job. If you earn too much, then they actually start reducing your Social Security benefit. So, you know, there would be an example of why you have to, you know, somebody has to ask some questions about this. And then beyond that, like, are you married? Is your spouse drawing Social Security? Is there any spousal benefit available? Any former widow's benefits? Is there a value in delaying your Social Security draw date till your full retirement age, or maybe even up until age 70 to get those delayed retirement credits of 8%? Of course, things like health concerns come in. Are you healthy or are you unhealthy? How long did your parents live? All of these things, believe it or not, impact our advice around when to draw Social Security. Now, again, some people go, oh my goodness, you're overcomplicating this. Not really. In about a 10-minute conversation, we can boil down to some pretty clear general guidance on when you should draw. So this doesn't have to be an hour-long conversation, but in about 10 minutes with somebody who knows what they're doing, who has experience like we do, you can just whittle it down to say, it seems like from what you're telling me, somewhere between 65 and 68 would be ideal, and we'll just reevaluate it when you get there. So, Corrine, I hope that's helpful. I realize I'm not answering your question specifically, because the answer to your question is, I don't know, it depends. But for all of you listening out there, make sure you're talking with somebody about when to draw Social Security, because it matters.
Very important decision there, and great question, Corrine. Don't forget, you too can be like Corrine. As CJ mentioned, you can submit a question right online at Kloss's website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to the Darden Restaurants. Kloss Quiz Question of the Week this week is this: true or false? You can make a 2024 contribution to an IRA up until April 15th of this year. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call, correct answer, win this week's prize. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. That number 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great chatting with both of you. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
And Marty Greer, Checkout Veterinary. She comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.